This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, June 4th. God's word to you today is Path of Godliness. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, from the Passion Translation, and it says, "Every scripture has been written by the Holy Spirit, the breath of God. It will empower you by its instruction and correction, giving you the strength to take the right direction and lead you deeper into the path of godliness." Everyone you come in contact with has an eternal destiny. You have to make the most of every opportunity to witness Christ. When God opens a door for you to preach the gospel, just preach the word. It is not your job to save people, but it is your job to preach the gospel. Remember the American man I told you about yesterday? I told him what I felt God wanted me to say, and I did not say anything more. The game ended. We went our separate ways. Perhaps he went to church on Sunday and gave his life to Jesus. I really cannot tell. Make the most of every opportunity. Please read Ephesians 5, verses 18 to 20 in your collaborative Bible study assignment. Should Christians drink or not? Or is it just about getting drunk or not getting drunk? I trust that the Holy Spirit will explain his heart on this matter to you. Ephesians 5, verse 21 says, "And further, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ." This brings practical living home to the husband and wife. For some strange reason, this is usually expunged from wedding ceremonies. However, in God's Favorite House, we have deliberately included it. The Bible reading would usually start at Ephesians 5 verse 22, which says, "For wives, this means..." What means? Paul was referring to the previous verse, which says, "Submit to one another." Which means a husband submits to his wife, and the wife submits to her husband. Both of you should submit to one another. It is not repressive. The Bible does not say wives are under their husband's feet. The Bible says, submit to one another. Ephesians 5 verses 22 to 24 says, "For wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For a husband is the head of his wife, as Christ is the head of the church. He is the savior of his body, the church. As the church submits to Christ, so you wives should submit to your husbands in everything." It has to be as unto the Lord in everything. If it is not unto the Lord, you do not submit. I'm not preaching rebellion. I'm preaching the word of God. If your husband tells you to rob a bank, do not do it. If he insists that the Bible says, submit to your husband in everything, show him this. The Bible also says it has to be as unto the Lord. That is the word of God. Sadly, many wives have consented to strange things because someone quoted the scripture out of context and they did not know the Bible. Let us pray. Father, especially in my relationships, help me make the most of every opportunity and do all things as unto the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.